Lesson 3G, Exercises 2 and 4.
Here are some different activities that people sometimes do with a friend and a question for you to discuss. Talk to each other about the advantages and disadvantages of doing these activities with a friend.
Let's start with going on holiday, shall we? As I see it, the main advantage of going on holiday with a friend is that you're sure to have a really good time. Presumably, you know each other inside out, so you'll want to do the same kind of thing. What's your view?
I agree, assuming both friends are on the same wavelength. One major drawback of travelling with a friend is that you might not know them as well as you initially thought. For instance, your friend might have different expectations of the holiday, and you might not see eye to eye on where to go, what to eat, and so on. That would be disastrous for your relationship.
True. You might end up not speaking to each other.
Exactly.
What about sharing a flat, then?
I think it's like the first option, really. It could end in disaster if you don't know each other well enough. You might get on like a house on fire before you move in together, and then discover that your friend refuses to do any housework. I imagine it can be extremely frustrating living with someone who doesn't pull their weight.
That's right. But the upside of living with a friend is that it can save you money. You only have to pay half of the rent and you can share the bills. Weighing up the pros and cons, I'd say that living with a friend is an intelligent move.
You might be right. And it has the added bonus of providing you with a shoulder to cry on when you're feeling upset.
That's true. Let's move on to the next one then. Studying for an exam. I don't know about you, but I'd much rather study with someone else. I get distracted when I'm on my own, so it's a plus for me having a friend to study with, so that we can bounce ideas off each other.
I find it difficult to stay focused when I study with a friend, so for me, it's a minus. Having someone else in the room makes me feel edgy, and I can't concentrate. I guess it depends on the person, though, doesn't it?
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide...